Today's devotional is 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 16 to 23. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place, inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts, and distributed among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house. And David returned to bless his household. But Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. We're picking up in 2 Samuel 6 with the Ark of the Lord, which represents God's presence among his people, coming into the city of David, Jerusalem. From the verses before this, we know this was the second attempt to bring the ark into Jerusalem. The first attempt ended poorly because God struck down Uzzah for touching the ark. However, David saw that when the ark was staying with Obed-Edom the Gittite, Obed-Edom's household and everything that he had was blessed. So David wants to be a part of this blessing, and he recommits to bringing the ark in. He recognizes the privilege and blessing it is to be in the presence of God. So he is leaping and dancing before the Lord as the ark comes in. He's offering burnt offerings and peace offerings. And he makes sure that everybody shares in this joyous celebration. The whole multitude of Israel that has come out, both men and women, receive a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. It kind of reminds me of an awesome wedding reception where there are not only delicious hors d'oeuvres, but also a great main course and even an ice cream bar, and everybody leaves full of joy from the celebration. This is all well and good and fitting, of course, because the Israelites are celebrating God's presence among them. However, the other character in this passage, besides God and David, Michal, has quite the opposite response. First, she is watching from afar, since she's looking out the window. And when she sees David, she despised him in her heart. And in verse 20, Michal has a very disrespectful greeting for him. She says to David, "How the king of Israel honored himself today." Super sarcastic. Yikes. "Uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants." She hates that he was dancing in just the linen ephod, which is a type of garment that priests wear instead of the king's robes. And she's trying to have David be ashamed and embarrassed of doing this in front of the female servants. She finishes, as one of the vulgar fellows, shamelessly uncovers himself. She is not holding back her disdain for how David worshipped. It's unclear why Michal is so harsh and disrespectful. Seems like there is something deeper going on than just her being embarrassed by David's behavior. Maybe she was jealous of how successful David was compared to her father Saul. She probably never understood David's wholehearted devotion to the Lord. Maybe this was just the tipping point, since his devotion was so visible this time. In any case, Michal did not hold back in sharing her displeasure for all of this. David responds to her words very directly. It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord. He says a couple times that it's before the Lord. He is not doing this for anybody else, but he is worshiping before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. Not only is David not doing this for any person besides God, he also does not care what others, including Michal, think. He is willing to worship even harder and become more hated by Michal, since he is doing the fitting thing to celebrate God. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor. David says, and regarding those female servants that Michal mentioned, he's saying they should honor his actions instead of looking down on him like she was doing. Verse 23, the last verse of this passage, says Michal bore no children. And whether this was by choice from David avoiding her after this incident or God not granting Michal children, either way, this childlessness appears to be a judgment confirming that Michal was the one in the wrong. She was the one acting inappropriately. In today's passage, David and Michal have completely contrasting actions and thoughts. As Christians, if we understand who our God is, how powerful, how loving, how holy he is, then we can all agree our lives should be full of worship like David, the kind of worship that doesn't care about what others think and that does not hold back at all. For today's devotional, I invite us to take a step back and evaluate where our hearts are at right now towards God, and also to consider how we can cultivate a heart of worship like David's. David and Michal both did not just overnight end up like how they are in this moment. The heart of worship, or lack thereof, was grown over time. And these actions we see are these actions of all-out worship or disdain from afar, these actions spilled out of what was going on inside. So again, taking a step back, what is going on inside of you in your relationship with God right now? And how can you grow in your adoration of God? This past week, I attended the AMI Missions Conference in LA, along with over 20 people from Symphony. I was so encouraged to hear reports from the AMI missionaries about how they were all joining in God's work. When I read this passage, I'm reminded that these missionaries, men and women scattered around the world, get it, like King David. They get it. They recognize that God is worthy of all of our devotion, all of our lives. So their choices of going abroad and giving up things like comfort is not considered a sacrifice for them, but simply a fitting response. And though there may be many people like Michal around them who disapprove of their life choices, it doesn't matter because they are living before the Lord alone. And in doing so, their joy is so apparent even if the day-to-day work is tough. I was super encouraged by their testimonies to recenter my life in Christ, because he is so worthy and he invites us to such a joyful life with him, being in his presence. Let's pray today that we would all grow in knowing how worthy God is of our wholehearted worship. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this passage, and Lord, we pray that you would help us to see what's going on in our hearts. Maybe we're not in either of these extremes, like King David leaping and dancing before you, or Michal just voicing her displeasure up front. But God, help us to see where our hearts are. God, if we are longing to worship you unashamed like David, and God, I pray, Lord, as you reveal where we are, that you would not Just keep us there. But Lord, you would grow us and help us to know you more, to admire you more, and desire to adore you with all that we have. Lord, we thank you and we lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.